Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, folks, there's a paper mill in Natchitoches that closed, and it's sending reverberations through the forestry industry in Louisiana, which forestry is the largest agricultural sector, contributes about $3.8 billion a year to the state's gross domestic product, and it supports over 25,000 jobs. And here to talk to us about this happenstance is Walter Donnie Moon. He's an agent with the LSU Ag Center based in Wynn Parish. Donnie, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, and I appreciate you having me.
Donnie, it's amazing that the closure of this one mill has really just sent these reverberations through the industry, and not only in this state, but multiple states, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, you're looking at international paper. They got mills all over the South, okay? And we're in a small rural parish in central Louisiana, and our agriculture base is timber. 92% of our land is timber-based in Wynn Parish. And we rely on this market. And lots of our loggers had contracts with the paper mill there in Campton. And they're having to look at finding other, you know, ways to get rid of their logs to go in for paper, the pulp. So it does have a trickle-down effect, sir.
So what is the alternative? Obviously, they're saying that they can't, it doesn't really meet what they need in their economic cycle. Are they utilizing another product to help make what they were making with the pulpwood?
Well, not here. See, here in our parish in Wynn, at one time, I just will show you how the timber industry has gone down over the years. At one time, Wynn Parish, the only thing we did not have was a paper mill. We had a veneer mill. We had plywood plants. We've lost a veneer plant. We've lost the plywood plants. Both West Fraser, used to be Willamette, and when we had and Weyerhaeuser, we all had those. In Riverwood, they all had plywood plants, and we've lost those. And I guess it's just a sign of the times, people closing, trying to consolidate, because they're keeping the Mansfield mill there, keeping this operation, but that's increasing loggers' hauls for some of the companies that had contracts. You know, they're trying to get that timber sold.
But I see a lot of products now that are made like out of recycled materials, right? Something that's not totally wood. There might be some pulp wood in it, but it's not the predominant.
Yeah,
the chipboard, you know, we used to see chipboard used as the decking for roofs and side, you know, the side siding of a house, whether it was a brick veneer house or not. Now you're seeing, you know, stuff that's, they say has a better insulating factor and is recycled materials. Is that what's kind of hurting this timber industry now?
Yes, well, you're seeing a lot of that, and I have to agree with you. They are recycling more and more stuff. So we've got the paper mill in Jonesboro, and they recycle lots of the cardboard in their paper. So they're reusing as much as they possibly can, and they have probably the most up-to-date shipyard and handling facilities that's in the South. And I mean, they can produce massive amount, and I'm just looking at my window, I'm looking at a load of chip logs going to the chip mill or going up to graphic packaging or one of those right now. So we're still moving the logs. I mean, they got to do something with them because the timber companies have, they've gone to a 30-year or less rotation on some of these trees because these trees have bred, they've hybridized them so much for production. And these companies, you're thinning in about 15 years, you're doing a thinning, or maybe earlier, depending on the growth rate of the trees.
And that thinning process is what creates the pulpwood, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Usually the first and second thinnings are pulpwood. Lots of it's pulpwood.
I know in the timber industry, what is it, longleaf pine, slash pine, slash I think grows a little faster than longleaf. But you're talking about 25 to 30-year rotations, correct?
Yeah, but I'm talking about, but see, there's loblolly and shortleaf. Lots of these now. The longleaf, we do have longleaf here in our parish in Wynn, and lots of places they're trying to go back to the old longleaf range. Longleaf grows very slow. It requires a lot of management. You're going to have to use fire. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, lots of people don't like fire, but in order for the longleaf to break its grass stage, it has to have the fire to make it break the grass stage. These superior trees that they have now, or super trees, that whatever you want to call them, they are hybridized loblolly.
Ah,
and
okay.
They grow exceptionally fast. I mean, okay, I've been the agent in Wynn Parish for 30 years, okay, over 30 years. And I'm seeing places, and I remember when there were the old timber stand, they've already cut that down, they've replanted, and they've already cut it again, going down toward my house in the southern part of the parish. Because they've got them growing, the improvements on the planting, and they fertilize, lots of the companies fertilize, and these trees are bred. It's just like, and you know, this, not trying to be a smart aleck when I say this, hybridization is, you know, the crossing to get the best of both worlds.
Sure, absolutely. And I was going to ask you about the durability of the loblolly, because it's like why a lot of people like the longleaf, because of the strength of the board, right?
Yes, I mean, okay.
The tightness of the grain and everything else. Yeah.
Okay, when you're looking at lumber, if it has 4 rings per inch, it's an old deal that we had to teach in a forestry class. They had to do rate of growth. If it grew less than 4 rings per inch, it grew real fast. So the lumber is not real strong. 5 to 8 rings per inch, it grew about right. A little over 8 inches, 8 rings per inch, it grew real slow. And see, the over 8 rings per inch, that's, you're going to see a bunch of that in the, like you were talking about, the longleaf. But this loblolly, grow so fast. Really and truly, it's younger wood is more suited for chips. And see, we have a gelled wind plant that uses some of those chips to make doors out of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Let me ask you this. How does the industry... Because the industry itself is not very nimble because the product growth, even with loblolly, you're talking about 15-year rotations, you know, your patterns are set, right? It's hard to react to changing in technology and demand and otherwise. So what happens? I mean, when you see this move, I got to imagine that they have to find an alternative use for this product if about 12% of their yield ends up being pulpwood. That's a lot of product.
See, it is, and like I'm saying, you know, we got a lot of those companies, like I said, they go from plant to, from planting to completing clear cutting less 30 years or less, okay? So you're getting a thinning right at 15. And you are going to have to find, and that's why you can only use so much chips for fuel. You see,
right.
So they have to do something with the chips, and that's where some of these companies are having to ship to other places, find alternate, companies that will buy the chips. I just had a phone call that I'm just going to have to call a man in California. He's looking for excess chip.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep. You know, it's interesting. In Europe, they burn, you know, chip wood for a heat source a lot because it's so much cheaper for them in doing so than natural gas. Mm-hmm. I don't know how expensive it would be to ship this overseas. I got to imagine it would be quite a bit because compacted wood is pretty dense and pretty heavy. You know, I don't know how many other alternatives there are. And the only reason I raise this question, and people are probably saying, well, Newell, what are you trying to do? The fact of the matter is the timber industry in Louisiana has been one of the most stable industries in the last 3 to 4 decades, right?
Yes, sir. And, I mean, see, like right now over in LaSalle Parish, adjoining parish to the east of us, they have added another product. They're doing pellets, which you brought up over out of England and stuff, and they're doing a lot of that pelletized. They're pelleting some of the wood. You know, they've got a market for that. They're going to have to look at other different ways to get rid of these chips because, like you said a while ago, they are here, and you've got to do something with them.
And it has a shelf life. You can't just leave it hanging around outside in the elements, right? And it's too costly to store this stuff inside. So,
well, see, because what you do, okay, they have water yards. Some of those companies will put that, some of that pulpwood and et cetera under water, okay? And they can store it for a while. know, a year or so. Right, I say a year be cut off because, and some of you don't have a good water source and able to get water on all of it. Lots of those trees that are cut, they get blue stain in them, which is a fungus.
Yep.
And if you don't get water, you can get beetles in there too. So you got to watch about how they're stored and the quality of the chips. After a period of time, they go down.
It's
like a bag of potato chips.
The more you talk, the more difficult. The more difficult I find this industry truly is. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they redirect their course and where they go. But meanwhile, it should be of significant concern to our leaders in the state of Louisiana because this has been a bedrock industry for us. And
it's been the foundation. Timber has been the foundation of Wynn Parish from, the start. And
we've had
sawmills and everything all throughout this parish. And if you've looked at it, lots of it has condensed. Like I said earlier, we've lost a veneer plant. We've lost the two plywood plants. we've lost some hardwood mills and all, but it's shrinking up our parish. We've lost population. We're down to, a little over 13,000 people in our parish. And these timber companies, some of them are talking about even having to cut some of their they have multiple jobs, looking at having to cut a job.
Yeah.
Because
when they,
the market.
When they start talking about selling their land, then you know they're really in trouble because they don't sell their land.
No, they don't. because Wynn Parish is roughly a third of it is the U.S. Forest, is Kasachi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other big landowners are some of the timber companies.
Right.
Like Weyerhaeuser, they have a large land holding in this parish. And so, like I'm saying, and what they're doing, and they're planting more trees than they're really harvesting. So, they're keeping the timber industry, keeping something coming in for it for years to come.
Right.
And they've got to have a market for it because you can only set of it. We used to have this mill called an optimizer mill in this parish. And this mill was set up to take smaller trees, usually on like the second thinning or so. There's some of that you can get a saw log out of.
Right.
And it used to make lumber, two buys and one buys out of.
One buys, yeah. That was
and
big
that
for one
mill,
buys.
That mill, when I say is completely gone, a company bought it, came in, and took it down to the concrete. There's nothing left of that mill. So there's not a market for those small logs to go into lumber production.
Yeah. Walter Donnie Moon, thank you so much for joining us. I wish this was better news. I just racking my head, where did they pivot? I know their minds certainly a lot stronger than mine looking at this, the economic impact for this state, for Wynn Parish, and a number of other parishes throughout southwest Louisiana as well. I have a lot of friends that are in the timber industry, and, I've heard about the reverberations through the industry. This is huge. And
it's going to go all over the state.
Yeah, no doubt.
It really is.
No doubt at all.
And like I'm saying, it starts out as a small thing rolling down the hill, and people think it's going to be small, but by the time it gets down to the bottom, it's a large deal.
Absolutely. Got to get
really
to a break, Walter. I'm sorry. Got to get to a break. Thank you so much for joining us. Walter Donnie Moon, agent with the LSU Ag Center. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.